It's the off season in Colorado. Avalanche hockey be breezing. Missing the good old days, missing the good old ways. Just waiting for October to hit so the puck can drop and finally pop. Never ever stop as it moves its way to the top. Showing nothing but love to Landy, Mac, Dutchie, and Varley. So y'all better step back and don't forget Iggy too. It's coming through. Yeah, that's how she do. It's number one. So shout out to the AVS fan, cause they get it done. So next time you is in the spot, you already know who to go to. Oh yeah.
This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast, and that obnoxiously amazing music can only mean one thing. That's right, we're kicking the cord. We're starting over. We're going to reboot the entire podcast for the 2015-2016 NHL hockey season. So for those of you who have been on the show, hey, we don't love you any less. It just means you have to call in and we have to talk hockey again. But we want to keep it new. We want to keep it relevant. And we kind of want to start over. So get with us. So you might think that we actually have a game plan, like a show, a format, something like that. And we don't. Really, the only rule is that it has to be awesome. And we're pretty sure that all 82 regular season games are going to be awesome. We know that the stadium series is going to be totally awesome. And every regulation game is going to be awesome. The playoff games are going to be awesome right up until we win the Stanley Cup. So awesome won't be hard to find, but we are still in the off season and we're just about to get into camp and we need a couple of awesome things to check out. Which brings us to the point where I pause for a second, you open up your web browser and you go to ColoradoHockey.com. Go ahead, I'll wait. Okay, that's long enough. So what you're going to find there is a whole bunch of podcasts, including this one, which is 000 because it's the reboot and the season hasn't even started yet. And then you're going to find a bunch of links to things I'm talking about so you can check them out for yourself. You can call bullshit on me. By the way, this is going to be explicit at times. It'll be marked in iTunes, trust me. And you can tell me if I know what I'm talking about or not. Or you can just check out the cool video I'm showing you, any of that sort of thing. All right, so here's the first thing you're going to find there, and this is the first thing I want to talk about. Scott Parker has played 237 games for the Colorado Avalanche, which puts him exactly 9 games short of qualifying for the 20th anniversary game. I'm going to call bullshit on this one right now, too, and I'm going to tell you that I think Scott Parker should be in this game. I think that he gave more for this team than a lot of other players ever did, and I want to see him in there. So vote for Parker. Make him the damn president if we have to, but just make sure that he can get in this game and that he can play for the fans who love him, which is all of Colorado. And for those of you who just don't know, Scott Parker does a lot of great things for a lot of people, including people who have served our country, the military, who have come back with PTSD and things like that. He goes out of his way to make sure that they're well taken care of or as best that he can. And he's involved in a new documentary called Ice Guardians. He's actually the poster boy for it. If you go to the show notes and you go to the links, you'll see a Facebook link, which is probably most relevant. And then also an official link that will take you to the movie as soon as it comes out, which I believe is sometime next year. Oh, and when you hear that little noise right there, this one, that means we're jumping to another conversation. It's going to happen a lot. So anytime you hear that, just get ready to open your mind up to some new things. All right, here we go. Jonathan Toews, love him or hate him as an Avalanche fan, is a great hockey player, an amazingly good hockey player. And he's either a squeaky clean guy or he is great at keeping it under wraps. Unlike his buddy Patrick Kane, who is constantly getting bad press, it's as bad as his hair, this press, and neither one of those are going to be on the cover of the NHL 2016 hockey game from EA Sports. And by neither one, I mean Patrick Kane or his hair. Jonathan Toews is definitely going to be on the cover of that game, and that game looks amazing, by the way. Check it out if you're a gamer. But I tell you that to tell you this. There's a video going around of J-Toews, Jonathan Toews, who has this little trick he does where he puts a water bottle in the net, he shoots it up in the top corner, it pops the water bottle up, and then he hits it in midair because, you know, it was too easy to just score goals all the time and be an amazing hockey player. So he single-handedly is pretty much ending the hopes of anyone who's played hockey ever because he's that good. Quick, who's Stefan Elliott? Some of you are going to know that one. Most of you are going to know the name, but you probably couldn't pick him out of a lineup. Here's the thing with Stefan Elliott. He was drafted in the same draft as Tyson Barrie, and many people thought he was going to be the guy that could make the leap to the NHL, that he would get his defensive game together enough to show off his offensive game. And it turned out that was the story, but not for him, for Tyson Barrie. Stefan Elliott just never really impressed enough to stay on the Avalanche team, even as a seventh defenseman, and he's never going to get playing time as a ninth or tenth. So trading him isn't just a good thing for the Avalanche, it's a good thing for him, and I'm happy for him because I want to see this guy get a fair chance, and he's not going to get it with us, he's going to have to go to another team. So you're probably thinking, well, what do we get in return then? Turns out we get this guy Brandon Gromley. Brandon Gromley was the first round pick in the 13th overall selection for the Phoenix Coyotes back in 2010. I'm totally reading this off of the Burgundy Brigade website, which I have linked to in the show notes, and I highly suggest you go and have a read on this article, because I can't do it justice, but we get something in return. And Elliot gets to play, and we get a dude named Gromley. Sweet. And last but not least, the Colorado Hockey t-shirt has arrived. I have to tell you that the people, the Avs fam, on Twitter are the coolest people in the world. Why? Because 24 hours ago, I was walking down the street in Breckenridge, Colorado, kind of making fun of all the Colorado logo shirts that I'd seen. I thought, man, I could never do one of those. It's just too cliche. And I was like, but what would it take? What would make it cool? How could I make a shirt that wasn't too cheesy, was all Colorado, and was all about hockey? And 24 hours later, I'm showing you guys designs on Twitter, and you guys are helping me decide which ones to go with, what color shirt to do them on. And now we're talking hoodies, we're talking tank tops, and we're talking yoga pants. You guys are awesome. I love your input, and we're going to make this happen for you. So hopefully before this season starts, we'll have Colorado hockey t-shirts, hoodies, and who knows what else. You guys are super awesome. You need to know that. And what a perfect segue into our show sponsor. The show is sponsored by AvsFam. That's absfam.com. They print amazingly cool hockey shirts, and they will print the Colorado hockey shirt itself. Go check them out, absfam.com. You stay awesome.